Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network in our brand new studio.
Nice. It looks good. I like it.
Yeah, they did a good job with this place. I like it as well. Very cozy.
Very cozy.
Yep. So we are winding down now for high school football season as we have made our way all the way to the Final Four of the GHSA playoffs and the GISA playoffs. They're playing the championship game Friday night.
Val Wood and John Millage. Man, John Millage has not lost a football game since 2018.
Yeah, I was...
It's crazy.
I was in my 20s the last time they lost.
No, you weren't in your 20s. You ain't been in your 20s in quite some time. So, I mean, if people can see on Facebook Live, obviously they can see that you haven't been in your 20s for quite some time.
That's a little painful, Kip. Oh,
the reality, man. Reality sometimes stings.
Okay. We hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. We took off. And so we're happy to be back here with you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
In the GISA, that's where we will start. In GISA AAA, now, granted, in 4A, you had Bullock get all the way to the Final Four and lose. So Bullock is out in the GISA. They were having to play in the 4A classification.
Why?
I got an answer to that.
Okay.
It was numbers. It was that Bullock had enough people to play 4A enrollment, enough enrollment to play 4A. So despite the fact that they played a 3A schedule and a 3A region, numbers are numbers, and they had to play 4A playoffs.
So they play a 3A schedule, go undefeated.
They did.
Then have to play up against – what, the Macon schools of the world and all those?
Pretty well.
Pretty well, and then they go down. So that's not really fair to those kids.
No argument here.
Yeah.
But in 3A, Val Wood and John Millage. Look, I talked to some folks from Val Wood that earlier in the season that were really high on that team, and they told me that they thought they had the team that would be able to knock off John Millage. Here's your shot.
I mean, you gave up 350 yards rushing to Jordan Triplett last week, correct?
I don't know the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously you got to work on some run defense.
Well, Jordan Triplett's a different animal, though.
Yeah, he's a different animal, but, you know, you give up, I don't know how many yards rushing, total yards to Frederica. Nah, we'll see. You got to show me now. John Millage has won so much. You got to show me.
Hey, I'm just telling you, the folks over at Valwood, at the beginning of the season, they knocked on Jason Bishop's door and they said, Jason Bishop, we believe that we're good enough to beat John Millage. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay. Well, that is yet to be seen.
In the GHSA Single A Division II, Telfair County has found their way all the way to the Final Four. What a year for Telfair.
It is a great year.
Absolutely. They'll get another tough test in Manchester, who ain't no joke. Manchester's been there, done that.
They have for many, many years.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the other side, Schley will take on Bowdoin. You know, you've seen Telfair a couple of different times this year, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You know, that is a feel-good story. Haven't had a lot of football success at that program, and now you're in the Final Four. I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
You're going Telfair?
I am.
All right. Good for you. Congratulations.
They win or lose, I'm riding with them.
All right.
That's the difference between me and you. I ride with people. I'm not a bandwagon guy.
I'll take Manchester.
Okay.
And I'll take Schley.
Me too.
Okay. In Division Two, or excuse me, Division One in Single A, Bryan County, another team who's had a really good year out of nowhere. They go to Prince Avenue. It's going to be tough sledding against Prince Avenue. Again, another team been there, done that.
They're a lot like John Millage, whereas they have their seem to have their choice of football players in that area, so they're going to be hard to beat.
Swainsboro, who lost a couple of games at the end of the regular season, they righted the ship, rebounded, and now they find themselves in the Final Four against Brooks County, who, by the way, I believe they already beat in the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. They will have to go to Brooks. You know what? Give me Prince Avenue. Give me the Tigers of Swainsboro for it all.
I'm never going to bet against Maurice Freeman in a semifinal. When he gets down to the Final Four at Brooks, they're going to be hard to beat.
And Quitman's a tough place to win anyway.
Yes, it is.
In Double A, Fitzgerald at Pierce.
Woo.
That is strap on your helmets.
That's South Georgia football at its finest.
Absolutely.
Right there.
In the Bears' Den over in Blackshear, Cook County at Rockmart. I'll take Pierce because they're at home, and I'll take Cook County.
Cook County's a good football team.
I agree. In AAA, Calvary Day at Cedar Grove, Savannah Christian at Carver Columbus. Give me Calvary Day. Give me Carver Columbus.
I'm going to take Cedar Grove and Savannah Christian.
You went completely opposite of what I did.
What if you had a Calvary Day Savannah Christian final?
And you had to go to Atlanta to play it.
And had to go to Atlanta and play it when you could play it at Memorial Stadium
right.
in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
A renovated Memorial Stadium.
That's right. Benedictine at Stockbridge, Perry at Stars Mill. Give me Benedictine. You might see Benedictine next segment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Give me Benedictine. Give me Perry.
I'm going to take Perry and BC as well.
There you go. Kip. In 5A, Jefferson at Creekside, Coffee at Cartersville. I had Jefferson circled. I've scratched them out. I'm going to take Creekside.
I've got Creekside, and unless you made that trip, Cartersville's a hard place to win. I hate to say it, but I'm going with Cartersville.
Well, that's good for you. I'm not betting against the Coffee County Trojans. This, write this down, this is their year. The Trojans will win the state title this year. Two more wins.
I feel like if they win this game, they will win the state championship. I feel like this is the state championship game just in the semifinals.
Okay. Woodward Academy at Douglas County. Douglas County may be the best team left in 6A. Give me Douglas County. Thomas County Central at Marist. You know, I had some we saw Brunswick play Marist, and Marist just completely dismantled the Pirates. I've had some conversations with some folks that are familiar with the Marist program, and they have won me over. I'm picking Marist to beat Thomas County Central.
I'm not. I'm picking Thomas County Central to beat Marist. I mean, I've talked with coaches that have seen them both, and I like TCC, and I like Douglas County. I mean, they go – Douglas County goes to Lee County and hangs almost 60 on them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something else.
Yes.
Milton at Grayson. No Buford, no Colquitt, no Mill Creek in the Final Four of the 7A playoffs. Oh, those teams got upset and bounced.
New blood.
Milton at Grayson and your Camden County Wildcats at Walton. I'll get to you in just a second,
okay.
Kip. My personal opinion is, probably the best team left in all of those four teams is probably Walton. However, Camden beat Mill Creek, who was number one in the state and ranked eighth nationally. If Camden can beat Mill Creek, there's nobody that's left that I can say that Camden can't beat. But on paper, I think Walton's the best of the group.
Walton should win the football game. Apparently, folks in Atlanta don't see the wing tee much. And they've had trouble stopping it.
That's true.
In the Atlanta metro area. What kind of matchup would it be if you had Grayson against Camden County in the state championship?
Well, they played last year in the second round, and Grayson beat them like 28 to 10 or 13 or something like that.
Jeff Herron coached at both places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be an interesting matchup.
One state titles at both places.
Interesting matchup if that takes place. I've got Walton. I've got Grayson.
By the way, the Camden County folks, I got a lot of emails from the Camden County folks about Kip Branch's disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting
you. Hey, man, I'm just telling you the
truth. They're in the Final Four.
I got a lot of emails
okay.
about Kip Branch's disrespect to the Camden County Wildcats.
They're in the Final Four. I got nothing but respect for them. They've won. They've earned their way there.
I'm just telling you what I got.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football playoffs winding down. Camden will trek back to Atlanta to take on Walton in the 7A GHSA Final Four. A trip to the state title game on the line with all of these games, actually. Pierce will host Fitzgerald in the Bears Den in the AA Final Four. Swainsboro heads over to Brooks, attempting to punch their ticket to Atlanta. And Valwood will take on Goliath John Millage in the GISA State Final. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Introducing Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring seven towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas in all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.
I was told to tell you to put some respect on their name. Just letting you know.
My work is done. Mm.
You want to bring us back? Or
welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. And now we get ready to go to the most subjective segment in talk sports radio. It's the Jason Bishop. And I'll qualify that by saying Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
Now, there's a formula. I don't do just this. I don't just wing this out on thin blue air.
Sure
all by
you do,
myself.
Man.
No, I don't.
That's
no.
what you do.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to catch up on because this is 2 weeks worth, right? So the thing's going to look a little bit different.
So you're bringing in like three lost teams now.
There might be a three lost team. There might be.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and tell you, out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Toombs County falls out. Also falling out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Clinch County falls out as well.
Tough, tough loss for Clinch County last week.
Yeah.
Tough loss.
Yeah. Again, Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah. Recovered an onside kick.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. At number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time ever, because the formula actually found out that this particular team is geographically now eligible.
This ought to be good. Go ahead.
For the first time, Cook County gets in with a 23-20 win over Columbia in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 10.
Yeah, Cook County is on I-75, just north of Valdosta for Jason Bishop, who doesn't know geography.
It's the formula.
No, it's you who doesn't know. I mean, 3 years ago, you didn't know where Fitzgerald was. Just saying.
They're eligible, too.
Yeah, of course they are. They're playing for, what, they're in the Final Four. They better be.
Yeah. At number 9, creeping back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time since early this season. At number 9, with a 39-20 drubbing of the number 1 team in the state, Mill Creek, Camden County checks in at number 9.
Okay, so there's not 8 teams left in this poll that's still playing. And you got Camden County, who is still playing ranked behind those 8 teams. You were just telling me, talking about respect, and here you are showing them the most disrespect that you can possibly show. If you have a team that's not playing this week, ranked ahead of Camden County, then I'm calling you out.
Okay.
All right.
At number 8, moving up 2 spots from 10 to 8, with a 34-28 win over Elbert County, the Swainsboro Tigers get back into the rankings, or move up 2 spots to number 8.
They're still playing.
At number 7, also moving up 2 spots with a 56-30 win over the Frederica Academy Fighting Jordan Triplets, Val Wood, the Val Wood Valiants, check in at number 7.
So you got Val Wood ranked ahead of Camden County.
Valwood's playing for state title.
Okay, man. All right. I'm just dropping stuff in the studio, a brand new studio. Is it soundproof? I'm just dropping. Okay, go
you
ahead.
Get so upset about things.
All right.
At number 6, down 2 spots, coming off of a 24-22 playoff loss, the Bullock Academy Gators drop from 4 to 6.
As history always repeats itself, Bullock Academy loses, and they're ranked ahead of a team that's playing for a state championship in GISA. And ranked ahead of 2 teams that are playing to go to the state championship. Well, actually, ranked ahead of 4 teams that have chances to still win a state championship. You got Bullock Academy at number 6.
It's a weird formula.
Yeah, but formula sucks.
At number 5, moving up 3 spots with a 24-16 win over Commerce, Bryan County checks in at number 5. They're having a good year.
Yeah, they are having a good year.
At number 4, maybe the best overall team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings right now as we speak, moving up 1 spot with a 49-17 win over Fellowship Christian, the Pierce County Bears, who have a big test Friday night. They check in at number 4.
Okay.
At number 3, with a 42-21 win over Westland, at number 3, the Calvary Day Cavaliers holding strong at the 3rd position.
All right.
At number 2, with a 48-26 win over North Oconee, staying undefeated, checking in at number 2 on their way to possibly winning a state title, the Benedictine Cadets at number 2.
All right, they're playing for a state championship, hopefully.
And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 30-0 thumping over Cass, the Coffee County Trojans, check in and remain at number 1.
You got Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Valwood, Swainsboro, Camden, and Cook.
Well, let's recap.
No, let's address the disrespect
showing. There's no disrespect.
Valwood, Swainsboro, Camden, and Cook County. You were just on me during break about showing Camden County some respect, and you're sitting here throwing acid in their face.
I'm not doing anything.
Because you got Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Camden County.
Bullock Academy lost one game in the final four.
Number one team in the state last week, 7A, 39-20, and you got Bullock Academy ranked ahead of them who lost?
And Camden's the only three-loss team that got in the rankings.
Dude, losses don't mean nothing at this stage of the game. We're talking about playing for championships.
Championships, that's right. The formula factors that in.
Bullock Academy is not playing for anything except basketball right now, and you've got them ranked ahead of Camden.
The formula does.
You know, talking about Camden, Camden listeners are on Kip Branch. Talking about show them respect.
They
and
are.
And all you've done in this entire segment is slap Camden County people in the face.
Bullock had a great year, man.
This is what I'm talking about.
Did you not pay attention to what the Bullock Academy Gators accomplished this year?
Who are they playing this week? Exactly. Crickets.
At number 10, Cook County. At number 9, those Camden County Wildcats. At number 8, the Swainsboro Tigers. 7, Valwood. 6, Bullock Academy. 5, Bryan County. 4, Pierce County. 3, Calvary Day. 2, Benedictine. And the number 1 team for like, I don't know, a month straight in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 1.
Are you seeing somebody in Statesboro again?
No, I've never dated anyone from. We've had this conversation many times.
I mean, Bullock Academy is 6th in a poll and they're not playing. That's worse. That might be as bad as just a few years ago when Frederica, I can't remember if it was a year that they might have won state and you had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of them.
That was really odd how the formula ended up panning out that
odd.
Year. That was
Bullock
crazy.
Academy.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait. Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The holiday season has arrived, and as always, Cunningham Jewelers is here to make the gift-giving season as easy as possible. Be sure not to miss Small Business Saturday in downtown Brunswick, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. Specials all across the store that day only. Even Santa can't beat. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Got some upset people here in the studio.
There's no upset people. I'm just trying to figure out how you can justify putting a team that's not even playing for a state title, is lost, ahead of teams that are still playing. I can't. That's just.
See, when you
there's no logic there.
When you say you.
That's your poll.
You make it sound personal.
Man, it's your poll. Stop trying to convince people.
It's not. It's a bunch of numbers that get put into a computer. Okay. You've been at my house. You've seen the computer.
Yeah. I'm looking at them. So.
Time for your butt hurt list?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Butt hurt list this week. It's interesting, you know. A lot of things going on, especially in the college football world. So it's going to be college football related this week.
Okay.
Number five on the butt hurt list, Texas A&M football.
Yeah.
You're paying Jimbo Fisher $77 million not to coach in a structured settlement. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just to hire his former defensive coordinator for 7 years for $70 million. So here is the math. As of right now, Texas A&M has the highest paid football coach in America. The one you fired and the one you just hired, you're paying them around $15, $16 million a year on a structured buyout and a new contract. So you're paying $16 million a year to go 7-5.
Well, rumor is they offer Kirby 5 years, $100 million.
Nah, Kirby ain't going to no bottom feeder like A&M.
I'm just telling you what
you
the rumor
is. You hired
was.
Mark Stoops, and then you pulled the rug out from under him the same night. They hired him. Last Saturday night, Mark Stoops was telling people in Lexington he had taken the job at Texas A&M. They caught and something happened in the middle of the night.
They didn't want to hire him.
No, the big donors, you know, the athletic director had offered him the job and then they rescinded it. Texas A&M is a dumpster fire right now.
It doesn't seem like they do a lot of things above board.
They don't. They don't seem to do anything above board. Speaking of doing things above board.
Hold on.
Okay.
Who's worse at hiring a coach? Auburn or Texas A&M?
I actually think Hugh Freeze is a fantastic hire.
No, I'm not saying about Hugh Freeze as a hire specifically. I mean, in general.
Oh, Auburn, Texas A&M, back room.
Right, yeah.
You know, board of trustees, that kind of stuff. They're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, midnight plane.
Yeah, you might see Auburn on this list too upcoming. Number four. On the butt hurt list, Arkansas football. Mm. On the verge of hitting rock bottom with the return. And what do? They keep Sam Pittman aboard. All they had to do was give him a lifetime supply of Michelob Ultra and a generous buyout. And he probably would have, you know, signed a paper and hit the exit gracefully. But no, you keep Sam Pittman. Won one conference game this year, I believe. And then you bring Bobby Petrino back. Well, they were calling him Evel Knievel in Arkansas about a decade ago.
Right.
And now Bobby Petrino's back as the offensive coordinator. Sam Pittman is a dead man walking in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It is a mess out there.
When the day comes where Arkansas will, and it will come, when they cut ties with Sam Pittman, Gus Malzahn will be first man up.
Nah. They brought Bobby Petrino back. They'll just promote him to head coach and relive the glory years of whatever they were. You know, they had an 11-2 season about a decade ago. So there you go.
I don't know.
Number three on the butt hurt list, the Florida Gators. Is there a more undisciplined team in college football than the Florida Gators?
So the rumor is, no, there's not, to answer your question. And the rumor is that Florida has reached out to Lane Kiffin.
No, that's a rumor you're peddling on this show. So there's nothing out there that says that. That's just you throwing stuff and see if it sticks against the wall, kind of like your high school football power rankings. Florida's undisciplined. They've had their third, let me say this again, third straight losing season.
Oh.
6-7, 6-7, 5-7.
And no bowl this time.
No bowl game this year. And they had Florida State on the ropes.
They did.
And they let them go. They've done that about three times this year.
Yeah, let them off the hook.
Let them off the hook. That's what they do. Florida, I mean, I'm not crying over it. I think Billy Napier's the man. Keep him around. Let Billy build that football program.
He's already lost a ton of his recruiting class.
Let him build that program. You got to give him.
It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, write this down. Your next Florida coach is going to be Lane Kiffin.
You got to give Billy a chance to build this thing. Florida, all they do is fire football coaches. You cannot continue. You're not going to get a high-profile coach when he's thinking he might get fired in 2 or 3 years.
I get your point, but Billy Napier is not the answer in Gainesville.
Give Sunbelt Billy a chance. Number two on the butthurt list, the Auburn Tigers.
Why?
4th and 31.
Oh, right.
All you had to do was knock down a damn pass. That's all you had to do.
Milroe stood in the pocket for 3 days.
6.5 seconds. I saw it timed out.
Oh, my God.
On SEC Network the other day. It was over 6 seconds. And the sad thing about it is they had a receiver open in the end zone, and Auburn dropped 9 men into coverage. Rushed 2 passers, dropped 9 into coverage, and there was a guy open in the end zone.
How's that happen?
Exactly. You can't catch a punt that led to 4th and 31. You could have ruined Alabama's season once again at Jordan-Hare Stadium, but instead you get on the butthurt list. You got people crying in the stadium at Auburn. Whatever. All you had to do was bat down a pass and catch a punt.
Coming off of a week before where you lost to New Mexico State.
Wow. Auburn, butthurt list. Number one on the butthurt list, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Every year, another choke job. Ryan Day can't win the big one. The reality is starting to set in Buckeye Nation. That guy is not the dude. He's not going to get you there. When is it going to set in 100% and you go out and you send him packing and get somebody in there that's not scared of Michigan?
I disagree. I think he's great at beating Maryland and Iowa and Indiana. I mean, he's tremendous at beating those teams.
You lost to a team that you were more talented than, whose head coach was sitting at home eating potato chips watching the game.
That's a fair point.
You lost again to Michigan. 3 years in a row, you got busted in the mouth once again.
Mm.
Ohio State, and then you've got the pundits on the College Football Playoff Committee. They're trying to figure out a scenario to keep Ohio State relevant. They're doing it. They're sitting in the – you talk about backroom deals.
There's not one.
Look at that College Football Playoff Committee.
There's not one.
Okay. They're trying to figure out a way to – the TV executives are clamoring for an Ohio State-Michigan rematch. They just – they can say what they want to. It's kind of like your football poll. You just put in what you want to do. They're clamoring behind the scenes to figure out every angle they can to create Ohio State-Michigan rematch.
If you don't think that there are conversations in that room that are centered around money and networks and who that would they would rather have, you're kidding yourself, because those conversations absolutely do happen. And as proof, the Ohio State Buckeyes benefited from that last year.
How can you have Ohio State ranked 6th this week in the College Football Playoff rankings ahead of Texas and Alabama, who's playing for a championship this week with one loss? How can you do that?
I'm assuming that when those two teams play, if they were to win, that they would jump in idle Ohio State. I'm assuming that's how that would work.
It better work that way, or you can just do like this. Just gobble it up and throw it in the trash. Ohio State, every year, let me repeat this, every year, another choke job. Last year you had Georgia beat. What do? You let them come back in the fourth quarter. Then you had a chance to win the game, and your kicker kicks one so far left it looked like one of my drives out or playing golf around here.
Yeah, I've seen your drives. You're 100%
that's
right.
That's how their kick went last year in the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Nailed spot Ohio on. State chokers!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You know, you made the point in the break, and it's a good one. Next year, you're going to have the word you use, beauty pageant, between Ole Miss and Missouri, trying to figure out who the final couple teams are.
Penn State, Ole Miss, Missouri. I mean, that'd be the beauty pageant contest. Right now, all teams sitting there with two losses, and they'd say, well, Penn State lost to Michigan and Ohio State. They deserve to be in.
Because of two losses.
Yeah, and your offense is just horrific. But just because they lost to Michigan and Ohio State, they have a better resume. You'll be talking about next year who has the better losses instead of the better wins.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
We just don't need 12 teams. We just don't need 12 teams. Does anybody really believe that Missouri is national championship material?
I mean,
if you believe that, there's no place for you in my college football world.
They said, well, March Madness has created
that's a different
some,
animal.
Some
it's a different sport.
Champions over the years. There could be that Villanova out there from 1985.
Okay.
That could shock the world.
Yeah, I guess.
The NC State's, you know, Cinderella team.
Do you want to hear my top 10?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so here's my college football top 10, as ranked by the same formula that I use to rank the high school football teams.
There's no formula, man. Let's hear it.
At number 10, I've got Missouri.
Okay.
Or the formula has Missouri.
You said it right the first time.
At number 9, Oklahoma. At number 8, Ohio State, to your point.
Okay.
At number 7, Alabama. At number 6, Texas. And I heard Paul Feinbaum, who I respect immensely, go on the radio, go on TV, and make a case that if it came down to Alabama and Texas, that Alabama should get in over Texas, despite the fact that Texas has got the head-to-head. He makes all sorts of good arguments. But at the end of the day,
well, he works for the SEC Network.
Texas beat Alabama.
Yes.
That's it. That's the, none of that other stuff matters beyond that.
If this was 2024, he'd be on those same shows saying Texas deserves in because they beat Alabama and they'd be in the SEC.
Mm, that's a fair point. At number 5, I've got the Oregon Ducks, who is, in my opinion, one of two teams that are capable of beating Georgia. There's only two. At number 4, Florida State. At number 3, the Michigan Wolverines. At number 2, the Washington Huskies. And the number 1 team, according to Jason Bishop's formula, is the Georgia Bulldogs.
I'd have Michigan ranked 2nd ahead of Washington. FSU.
Yeah, who's 4th? Michigan beaten?
They beat Ohio State team that the Football Power Index at ESPN still has ranked in the top 3-4 teams in the country.
Okay. So Michigan's beaten one team, team.
I think Missouri would beat Oklahoma too.
That'd be a good game.
I think they would be match them up in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So number 1 is Georgia, 2 is Washington, 3 is Michigan, 2 is Florida State, 5 is Oregon, 6 is Texas. 7 Alabama, 8 Ohio State, 9 Oklahoma, and 10 Missouri. By the way, Ole Miss on the outside looking in. Millimeters.
Millimeters. Like 52 to 17 type milliliters. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The two teams that I mentioned, I said there are two teams that are capable of beating the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, when I say capable, I'm not saying that they're better than Georgia. So, Georgia fans, get your cackles down. I'm saying that there are two teams in the country that are capable of beating Georgia, that are capable of playing against Georgia, playing well against Georgia, and maybe with a break here or maybe a bounce here, that they would beat Georgia. They're capable of doing it. Team number 1, Georgia's going to see Saturday in Atlanta. That's the Alabama Crimson Tide. The nemesis for the Georgia Bulldogs, Nick Saban and his Crimson Tide. The almighty Kirby Smart is only 1-4 against Nick Saban and Alabama. Georgia's never beaten Alabama in the SEC title game, never beaten them in Atlanta.
Yeah, Georgia's in Athens, Georgia. That's where the University of Georgia is. They haven't beat them in the SEC championship game.
Every game they've ever played,
they're
Alabama in Atlanta, they've lost. What was the stat you gave me? Nick Saban is 16-1 in Atlanta. Is that what you said?
That is correct. As head coach of Alabama, 16-1. Only loss was the 2008 SEC championship game to Florida.
You got
to
give Alabama a lot of credit because they lost that first game of the year to Texas, and then they had LSU and Ole Miss and Tennessee all still on the schedule. Auburn, too, and they went through it and they beat them all.
There's two teams I think that could possibly beat Georgia in this top 10 that you came up with.
I'll tell you my second after you tell me your two.
Alabama.
Okay, we agree on that.
And Texas.
I don't think Texas can. We disagree on that. My other team is Oregon.
I think, Oregon's not physical enough to beat Georgia.
Oregon is the most physical team out west.
They're not physical enough to beat Georgia.
Bo Nix.
Texas and Alabama are, though.
Bo Nix is a different quarterback.
Yeah, he's never beat Georgia. and plays as, I mean, what's he, 0-5 against Georgia or something like that?
I mean, you're right. I don't think he's ever beaten Georgia, okay, but I think he's a different quarterback out there in that Oregon air. I think he's gotten a lot better. I think if he gets the opportunity to play Georgia again,
he'd lose.
But at least if they lose, he'll play a lot better.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The holiday season has arrived, and as always, Cunningham Jewelers is here to make the gift-giving season as easy as possible. Be sure not to miss Small Business Saturday in downtown Brunswick, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. Specials all across the store that day only. Even Santa can't beat. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Red Fern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawg!
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Listening to the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
What a read. Wild Adventures, Christmas Wild and Bright is a brand new Christmas celebration featuring millions of lights, new festive displays, musical entertainment, and more. Select days, November 18th through December 31st. Marvel at the breathtaking new animated musical light show, The Carol of the Animals, presented on seven towering Christmas trees floating on the center of the lake. Enjoy the new gingerbread village, where you can take photos with a life-size gingerbread man, toast s'mores over an open flame, and enjoy free hot chocolate at night, which would be good tonight. Mm-hmm. Take a boardwalk stroll on the all-new Wonder Walk and see real South Georgia wetlands. decked with thousands of lights and Christmas displays. Stop by Santa's Outpost to meet old Saint Nick and give him your Christmas wish list. You won't want to miss the snowstorm party and the story time and cookie decorating with Mrs. Claus. Experience the even brighter Candy Cane Express. Snag a photo with giant illuminated giraffes. Enjoy a live performance on the Miracle of Christmas, Living Nativity, and experience your favorite rides illuminated by more than a million festive lights. You can pick up Wild Adventures Christmas tasting cards, a savor, pot roast, loaded sweet potato fries, colossal holiday shakes, red velvet cheesecake, waffle cones, apple pie, funnel cakes, and more. Visit wildadventures.com. Get the best price on your season pass, on your daily ticket, when you buy now, wildadventures.com.
So we were giving you a beauty pageant about our top 10, and we still have college football games to get to and pick. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to do. We're going to pick these college football games for championship week, and I'm going to give you, the listener, an opportunity to make a little bit of extra flow.
Yeah, because there's some interesting lines out there.
Number 5, Oregon will be taking on undefeated number 3, Washington. The winner of that obviously wins the Pac-12 championship, the last Pac-12 championship as we know it. The winner also more than likely is going to get into the college football playoff. Oregon is the second best team in the country. Give me the Ducks.
I'll take Oregon as well. I think they should have beat Washington the first time. Agreed. And they will beat them the second time.
Yes. Oklahoma State at number 7, Texas. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I found this funny. The Big 12 rewrote the bylaws to keep Oklahoma out of the Big 12 championship game so they wouldn't end up in a scenario where both Texas and Oklahoma were in the game, assuring that whoever won the game would be taking their conference championship away with them to the SEC. So they changed the bylaws in the middle of the season to keep that from happening. And thus, we end up with Oklahoma State and Texas.
Well, Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma. They should be there. They had the same conference record, so it goes down to head-to-head.
I'm just telling you that Oklahoma was going to get in.
Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma, so they deserve to be there. And they might beat Texas, but they're not. But Texas is going to get a scare.
You believe in Texas, don't you?
Texas is, they're coming to the SEC, man. I'm starting to warm up to them.
Okay. I do agree with you. I think Texas wins.
Wouldn't
I think
shock
Texas
me.
Survives. Let's do that.
Would not shock me at all if Texas lost, because that's what they do.
Number 1, Georgia against number 8, Alabama. Playing in Atlanta, Georgia just doesn't beat Alabama in that building. The thing with this Alabama team is Georgia's defense typically struggles with quarterbacks that are a dual threat. Jalen Milroe's a dual threat quarterback. However, Jalen Milroe doesn't have a receiver to be able to stretch the field. His best option is Jermaine Burton, and that ain't that great an option. I think Georgia's defense is able to kind of squeeze down, not have to worry about getting beat over the top. That's a factor in being able to limit Jalen Milroe. Georgia wins. Georgia escapes.
Georgia is rolling into this SEC championship game with Alabama. They've lost 3 previous SEC championship games to Alabama, but this is the best offensive team Alabama will face that's ever played against them in the SEC championship game. This offense has about 8, 9, 10 playmakers on it. Too many playmakers for Alabama. Georgia's going to make plays. Carson Beck, it's going to light up the Bama secondary. He's going to light them up. And if it gets into a shootout game, I got Georgia.
Shootout favors Georgia for sure.
Now, if it turns into one of these defensive games, I still like Georgia, because I think Georgia's defense, while they aren't up to 2021 and 2022 standards, is still a very good defense. We're just comparing them, the 23 defense, to the last 2.
Don't you just get a feeling, too, with Jalen Milroe that somewhere along the line he's going to make a mistake that's going to cost him the game?
I mean, let's look at this game real quick. I think the quarterback position is even. I'm leaning towards Beck. Alabama is not better at Georgia at running back. Alabama is not better at Georgia at wide receiver. Alabama is not better than Georgia at tight end. And Alabama is not better than Georgia on the offensive line.
What about rushing the passer?
Alabama probably has an edge there with Dallas Turner.
I would agree.
Secondary, Georgia has a very good secondary. Key to this game is going to be Georgia's linebackers.
Okay.
How do they play? Can they set the edge and keep Milroe from just breaking down and just killing them with his legs?
I agree with you to that extent. Key to the game, Jalen Milroe's ability to make plays with his legs.
And
bottom
line. If they contain him and contain that, Georgia, think Georgia's better than Alabama.
SMU at number 22, Tulane in the AAC Championship. Give me Tulane.
I'll take Tulane.
Sure feels empty without UCF there in the AAC.
No, it doesn't. I mean, they last couple of years they were there, they went winning.
14, Louisville versus number 4, Florida State. Florida State, you win, and more than likely you're in. Can't see a scenario where you wouldn't be an undefeated Power 5. I know some folks say, but if this X, Y, Z happens, I don't think it's going to matter because I think Louisville's knocking off Florida State anyway.
Florida State is not a bad football team. I got Louisville circled, but would this committee penalize an undefeated Florida State team and keep them out of the college football playoffs because of their quarterback situation?
Tate Rodemaker, of course, former Valdosta's product.
Would the committee do that and have the audacity to get on TV and talk about quarterbacks being hurt? Would they do that? Because it's subjective, kind of like all your rankings that you come up with.
I would hope they wouldn't do that, and they're not subjective. I have a formula.
Yeah. Well, they say they have a formula, too, but it turns into a beauty pageant when you've got the networks clamoring about money and viewership.
You know, for a solid month, number 16, Iowa, has heard nothing but that they're just going to be a hiccup, a roadblock, a little bump in the road for whoever won the Ohio State-Michigan game. They would just be a blip on the radar on their way to the college football playoff. Iowa has listened to that for a solid month.
Don't do it, man. Don't.
Nothing would please me more than Iowa to knock Michigan out of the college football playoff and beat them in the Big Ten championship game. And I am going on record as of right now and telling you, the listener, this. Iowa's listened to this garbage for a month. They've had a month to be motivated. They don't show us any respect. All they do is disrespect us. Iowa beats Michigan and knocks them out.
Iowa's offense is the equivalent of taking an Ambien, dude.
I'm aware of this.
Oh, my. Have you seen their offense?
Yes, I have tried to watch them play. I can't do it.
Golly.
They win the football game. No one expects them to do it. Out of nowhere, Iowa stuns the Wolverines.
All right. If Iowa wins and Louisville wins and Alabama wins and Oklahoma State wins, who's the top four teams?
If Alabama wins,
they're in.
If Oklahoma State wins, they're not in. Texas is not in either. If Louisville wins, they're not in. Florida State's not in either. Oregon wins, Oregon's in.
So you got two, Alabama, Oregon. Who's the other two?
Okay. Alabama, Oregon, I would take Georgia.
And they'd put Michigan in because they beat Ohio State.
You're probably right.
That's what they'd do.
You're probably right. Actually, thinking about it logically, you're
probably
right.
That would be the ultimate chaos. You'd have the Michigan-Ohio State debate. You'd have the Michigan-Georgia-Ohio State debate for two slots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome on Sunday afternoon? I mean, not as a Bulldog fan, because I want Georgia to take care of business, but what if Georgia wins?
I think Iowa's winning.
What if Georgia won and Iowa wins and Oregon wins and Texas loses? I mean, they're going to stick Ohio State in the playoffs.
Still have to figure out what you're going to do with Washington. You still have a one-loss Washington hovering around. All right, moving on. Appalachian State versus Troy State in the Sun Belt Championship game. Give me Appalachian State.
Ooh, they put one on Southern last week.
Miami of Ohio in the MAC versus Toledo. I'll take Toledo. They're having a good year.
I'll take Miami just to be different.
All right, Boise State versus UNLV. I'll take Boise State in the Mountain West.
I will, too. I mean, that seems to be, you know, a safe bet always out there.
My four, this is the way I think this is going to end up. Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, and Texas. Those are my four.
That's my four, too.
All right, so we are in agreement. Unless Iowa wins.
Florida State wins, they're in.
We'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football playoffs winding down. Camden will trek back to Atlanta to take on Walton in the 7A GHSA Final Four. A trip to the state title game on the line with all of these games, actually. Pierce will host Fitzgerald in the Bears Den in the AA Final Four. Swainsboro heads over to Brooks attempting to punch their ticket to Atlanta. And Valwood will take on Goliath John Millage in the GISA State Final. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Introducing Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring 7 towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas in all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.